Blog Talk Radio.
Tim and Bob, Bobby Valentino. You know how we do. It's another one.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome
to the
pod.
The
code?
Yes.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Drinking, great.
All right. So, Imaz, do you want to go ahead and introduce us all tonight?
Yes. Okay, so first of all, let me say, one, thank you, Madisa, because I am traveling right now. I am 685 South, going about 55. Oh, thanks for stepping up and taking the rain right out of South. Thanks, Patrick. Are you guilty of this? No, not just knowing that you work with somebody and what time. I know we have other topics this week, but no, let's keep it part starting from
opportunity. I absolutely appreciate it. I was so nervous. I thought I was going to mess up something, but hey, you know, it worked out. Everybody's talking, so that's a good thing. So with the flirting thing, for me, you know what? I am a big flirt. I am one of those flirters that are unintentional. Like, I don't even realize that I'm doing it. It just happens. It's just one of those things where it's like I look up and, you know, I've been accused, you know, with, you know, males that are in my life and, you know, significant others. They're like, oh my God, you are such a flirt. And I'm like, well, I think I'm being friendly, but I'm actually flirting. You know, when I actually look at the definition of flirting and I think about it after the fact, it's like, okay, you know what? I am a huge flirt, and that's okay. I think that's okay. I think flirting is okay as long as you're not disrespectful with your flirting. I can't help myself.
Wow.
Oh, boy. But I'm your Taylor.
you talking about, girl?
Oh, I thought Taylor had it. That's all.
No, I... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
why is everybody so quiet today? Anybody shy? What's up?
I think we're having a bad connection. I know we have like a really bad windstorm out here tonight, so I'm having a really difficult time hearing you guys. So I think that's part of the why there's just such a delay.
Okay.
But is Taylor on the line though?
No, I don't see her here yet.
Okay.
She always late.
Okay.
Ain't never on time.
What in the world?
She'll be late for her funeral.
But I am actually a flirt. I'm guilty of it. I am not to be. I do it unintentionally sometimes. Sometimes I do it intentionally. I'm not going to pretend. Yes. And it would be just being nice sometimes. Not sometimes, but if I really want to flirt, it's okay. I'm going to flirt. Like, yeah.
See, it's easier for women to flirt than it is for men, because when we flirt, we get called thirsty. And we just flirt.
That's not true, Dre.
Yes, it
is. That's not true.
It might not be down
there
on your end, but it is down here on our end. I swear to God. That is cool. We can't say nothing. Like, we give you a compliment. Hey, how you doing? You looking good today. You looking smelling nice today. Oh, I got a man. You thirsty. It's like, what the hell? That's why I call everybody ugly.
I can't deal with you. Did you just say you just call everybody ugly?
Yep. I'll call you ugly in a minute. I ain't flirting with you. I'm going to call you ugly. Because that'll get more conversation out of you.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to fall over right now. Did you just say that?
We're dead now.
Why is that? Okay, honey.
I think, you know, women sometimes misconstrue things. And I've seen what that friend talks about, where she's like, you are all right, but you didn't have to talk to me for nothing. But I just had to say thank you and smile and keep on walking. Now, if you don't stop me and try to talk to me, then, sir, you might have just missed out on a little over that. But, you know, some women know how to take a compliment. Some women just don't.
Right. I absolutely agree with that statement, because I think there are a lot of women who are just a little bit overconfident about themselves, and they feel like, oh, everybody's trying to holler at me. No, like, it's okay for a man to give you a compliment, you know what I mean, and you not take it and run all way with it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's where the problem falls in. Like, I think when people are actually flirters, they kind of know when a person is flirting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell. There's a different tone. There's a different body language that goes along with it when a person is actually flirting with you versus just giving you a compliment and being a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? I think some women are just over themselves. You know what I'm saying? They're doing a little bit too much. They're thinking way too highly of themselves. You know what I'm saying? You're not the finest thing walking in the face of the planet. You know what I'm saying? So if someone gives you a compliment, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, I mean, I'm just keeping it real. Like, I think highly of myself. I think I'm an absolutely positively beautiful woman. You know what I mean? And I know what I bring to the table. So it's like, I know when someone's giving me a compliment versus them actually just flirting with me. It's just a different tone, like I said, different body language. I mean, you know when a person is flirting with you. So I think that a lot of people just need to get over themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody says that you look nice today is not flirting. You look nice today. Oh, my God. I like those shoes. Or you look really beautiful today, that's not necessarily being a man is flirting with you. So I don't agree with every man that says something nice to you is thirsty. I totally disagree with that because there's a difference. The thirst is real, and you know the thirst when you have had to encounter the thirst, you know?
Yes.
Right, I agree. Thirsty is when you can't get in the picture of I'm not interested. And I
first get on together. Girl. I told you 3-4 times
I'm not interested, and you just
do it
too much.
Right. Or thirsty is for me. What my definition of thirsty is, as soon as you post a status or a picture on Instagram or something like that, they in your inbox blowing it up. Like, seriously, I'm going to need you to go have 2 seats, young man, because that ain't cute. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't be so overly eager to try to jump on it, because then I'm going to think, do you do that with everybody? I mean, that's just the way I think. You know, like... just because they see a little booty in a picture, see a little boobage in a picture, they want to try to hit you up in the inbox. No, I'm going to need you to go have 2 or 3 or 4 or several seats because I don't want no parts of what you're talking about right now. Like, that's thirst. Or when you say no, like you just said, 1,001 times, and yet they're steadily blowing up your inbox or always got something to say, like, you thirsty, sit down somewhere. Do you need me to give you some water? I'll give you some water so you won't be thirsty for me. Just take some water and maybe you'll be okay. Quench that dehydration. Intentional urge, should I say, to flirt with a guy who's 5 and he's everything that you want a man to be. Like, I know my type. Like, I like these big tree trunk ninjas, should I say. You know what I'm saying? I want you 6 foot and higher because you're tall, and it's just something about these tall guys. You know what I'm saying? I love them. You know what I mean? So, and if they have certain facial features, certain things that I like, you know what I'm saying, a perfect little lined-up little beard and mustache and stuff like that, like, that's sexy to me. And don't have no waves because I didn't lost my mind, you know what I'm saying, already before I even said hello to you. So it's like, you know what you like. It's just like, you know what you like, and I think it's harder to resist the urge to unintentionally flirt. Because it's somebody that you see that you really like what they got. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at them and you're like, oh, my goodness, you are just perfect. Like, your teeth are straight and you got the pretty smile and all that. I mean, I think it's the same thing with men. Like, it's unintentional. Like, you are drawn to the things that you are drawn to. And then when that person is in front of you, you know what I'm saying, you kind of go beyond the realm of just saying hello. You kind of get flirty. I just think we can't help ourselves. That's just my opinion.
I think we're all natural flirters, and we just all do it. Like, it's okay, and it's not a bad thing. Now, if you get into a situation with someone, you have sometimes you have to explain to that mate, that new mate, like, hey, this is probably very intentional. I flirt. It is. I mean, I don't want him, but, you know, I flirt with him. Just like I'm good for flirting with the little cashier guy. I'm good for him. What ends up happening is that I get his little old employee discount. So, I'm good for it. So, just like,
that's
chronic. So, I'm on the phone talking to this guy, and I had gone to the Total Wine. Y'all know how I love my wine. I had gone to the Total Wine.
Uh-huh.
And the little cashier guy had to know me by name because I go in there so much. So, he's like, so, how are you doing today? I'm like, oh, I'm fine, you know. I'm fine. They want to sell me. And he was like, and I'm just sitting in the back of my little eyes and got my phone talking. And the guy on the phone is like, are you flirting right now? I said, yeah. He was like, why are you doing that? That's so disrespectful. I said, I just got to say, you better shut your lips. What? Sometimes you gotta use what you got, what you want, and if you take 3 bucks, what you got, you can't get it. So,
that's real talk. That's real talk.
And even that friend may be able to match with a nice type of meal with it and whatnot if you go out to eat. So, I be trying to see how much they gonna give me for free. And,
oh, Lord.
Okay, anyway, hello, that old boss and the people. See, I think he thought that being best friend was going to think of those but, yeah, I'm good for it. I'm flirt. My husband don't have to understand. My wife is a flirt. She don't flirt with people. And how she gets stuff for free.
Right, and you know what? I feel like this. As long as that flirting doesn't cross the line, it's okay. Like, it's okay to flirt. I mean, I'm okay with being a flirt. You know what I mean? Because like you said, you got to get what you – use what you got to get what you want. I mean, it means smiling a little bit harder to the little milkman or the man in the restaurant to say your tip won't – you know, so you can get a free drink or whatever. So you do what you got to do. That's just – that's real talk.
Right. What about you, best friend? Do you flirt with girls to get free stuff?
I mean, I used to, but I chilled out because of that new disease we got called thirsty, so I chilled out.
He said a new disease called thirsty. I can't.
I'm That's a new disease called thirsty. You cannot say nothing to a female these days, man. And then, like,
oh, God.
Like, then if the dude slides into the inbox first or the DM first, we dead wrong. You know what I mean? But I'm like, damn, how can we get to know you if you posting all these sexy pictures? How are we supposed to know not to slide in your inbox? I mean, you post the pictures like you want somebody to holler at you. Then we try to holler, and you go with the bullshit.
Okay, I got a question.
Right.
So, best friend, so is it okay, like, so how do you feel when a chick slides into your DM or your inbox first on some type of flirting type situation?
Now, if she comes in and she flirts with me, I'm cool. I flirt back. But if she just come in just to speak, I'm going to speak or whatever and keep it moving. But if I can tell when somebody flirt with me, and I can tell when I want to be flirty, but I choose not to nowadays because I'm just saying, we're going to get labeled as a thirsty dog or whatever, and then women nowadays, they got all these damn requirements. Man, you can't say nothing. You got to be 7 feet tall. You got to have this. You got to have that. Like, that's crazy. Our moms and dads and ancestors, they did not go through all of that. They seen somebody they took the hat off, bowed to them, and said, hey, how you doing? They talked to them. and then your ass was born.
Oh my God.
You can't
I
do that.
Can't,
you
like,
can't. That's real though. You can't do it nowadays. You know how hard.
I do agree.
You know how
I do agree.
Hard it is. I'm saying
right,
like, it's,
to be
it's hard and stressful for a man to approach a woman nowadays.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get hit with the B-box. Or you cut you off real quick. Like, damn. That's why
yeah.
Majority of the men, they sit back and just look.
They sit back and just look, yeah. We admire from afar. But, let me
but the funny part is, though, y'all get mad when don't nobody pay no attention to y'all.
I don't get mad.
You be like, some women be like, I can't believe I done got all dressed up and fly to come to this damn party and ain't nobody even trying to holler at me. But then when the person try to holler at you just because he gonna meet your standards, here you go. You either gonna look at him up and down and walk off, or you gonna be like, I got a man. But then when you hit that person with, I got a man. And then another dude try to holler, and then you give him his number, give him your number. Then the other dude just sitting there looking at you like, this motherfucker is.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's a double standard with all this stuff. I think there's a double standard with the thirstiness of men versus the thirstiness of women. I think it's easier for people to try to say that women are not as thirsty as men, which there are some extremely thirsty women out here, you know what I'm saying? And I just think, as with anything, it's a double standard. It's just, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it's going to be. You know what I mean? I mean, I wish there was a cure for it all, but there's not, because it's just going to always be, you know, those gender roles. You know what I'm saying? I think there's this expectation that men are supposed to act some way, and then women are supposed to act another way. You know what I mean? And then when anybody deviates from that, there it becomes an issue. Is it right? Absolutely not. But this is just the way that it is. I think it's just up to individuals to try to decide for themselves. You know what I mean? I don't want to put everybody, every man that I have talked to or anything like that, in the thirsty category, because every man is not thirsty. You know what I'm saying? It just depends, you know what I'm saying? There's, for me, there are certain criteria that you have to meet for me to consider you to be thirsty. And that's just for me. So, I don't know.
Can you do me a favor and check the
Yeah, I'm looking here. I don't see it.
Okay. All right. I have a question for Jay. Okay, so when you are, let me make sure I have my question right, because I had the question about 6 miles back. was it dog marching? You said that when you can tell.
Pick up on it and some can't. It's like if I approach you and I be like, hey, you smelling all good, looking all nice today, and I just keep complimenting you, and if I keep like, especially like if you that fire, sometimes I get caught up and I'll just keep staring at you, but that's just me. And then if you be like, why are you staring at me like that? I'm like, I just can't believe how you looking today. Like, you looking like real good, you know? You just keep complimenting them and, you know, you ain't got to be all touchy-feely or nothing like that. Like, pulling on them and grabbing on the elbows and all of that. And then you got to be real smooth with your talk. You just can't be like, she be like, I can compliment them or whatever, tell them they smell good and all of that. You just can't be like, so we fucking tonight or what? You just can't come out like that. You know, you just got to keep flirting. Because you got a lot of dumb girls out here that don't pick up.
They're not picking
up. Oh, my God.
It's true. It's a lot of dingy girls out here that be like, I can't believe you talking to me like this. Or, I can't believe, why are you saying this? Like,
shut the hell up. I'm trying to fight with you. Killing the moon. Wow.
That's a very interesting perspective, Dre. I honestly have never heard it like that, and it makes me think a lot about, you know what I'm saying, of how guys feel on the other end of that. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, well, all right, I get it.
and then you got some of them guys that'll be like, you know what I'm saying? Why they trying to flirt with you or whatever, and you keep turning them down, they just start cussing you out. I don't do all of that. I think that's rude.
Not the
oh, my God. That is the worst. Like, that is the – I have had that happen before, and when I say, you know, they coming back talking about – I mean, I'm talking about they getting raunchy with it, talking about – B, you ain't all that, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude,
yeah.
I didn't even ask you to, I didn't even try to act like I was all that. I just told you that I wasn't interested. I'm just like this. I don't want my time to be wasted, so I don't feel like I need to waste anybody else's time. If I'm not feeling you, if there's no attraction, if I don't look at you and feel like I want to see you another time, guess what? It's no sense in us wasting time and faking the funk, because that's other time that I could be given to somebody else who's more deserving than I really want to be bothered with. You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like I'm doing you a service by shutting you down at the first time. Like, look, I'm not interested. You know, I appreciate, I'm flattered that you feel that I'm this type of woman and you feel like you want to get to know me, but I am not interested. And I wish you well on your search to find that one, but I'm not her. You know what I mean? Don't cuss me out and call me out my name. You know what I'm saying? Because at that point, you're just bitter, you know what I'm saying? And you're just ridiculous, and you look stupid. You know what I mean? Why be a man about it? You know what I mean? It's like, why do that? Because everybody ain't for everybody, and everything ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like people make a big deal over stuff that, like, yes, it's we shouldn't be shallow, and there's certain things that we shouldn't know, but everybody has their preferences. It's okay to have preferences. And if, you know what I'm saying, if I'm 5 foot and you 5'1", you're going to be walking around looking like two of the munchkins from The Wizard of Oz. And I ain't got time for that. So, like, guess what? You're not what I want. I want to treat you. I want to swing off somebody's neck.
Some dudes that are tall with a short girl look retarded.
Say what?
Some cheeks with taller dudes look retarded.
I mean, of course,
See, this is part that trips me out about y'all. Y'all want to do so right up under Jesus' ass and carrying on. Okay? So, can y'all ever pay attention how tall dudes dress sometimes?
Yes.
Like last weekend, right, when me and best friend was at the Country Wayne joint. This tall dude comes in with this short chick. She was dressed all fly. Tell me why his shirt stopped right there at the top of his ass. With his pants sack. Tall dudes cannot dress, man. Tall dudes can't dress. I hate to say that, but some of them cannot dress.
That's not all.
Some
no,
of them can't
no,
dress.
Not all tall dudes. Not all tall dudes. That's just like saying that all.
Some of them cannot dress. And we're looking ridiculous. And then y'all want somebody tall, like a skyscraper. That reminds me of the who was that? Shaquille O'Neal in the hoops picture. Like, why does height got to be involved with everything? Why you just can't be in love, meet somebody short and be in love? Talking about looking
I'm
like two
of
them.
I'm not.
Come on, man.
No.
Love do not describe height and ugliness and prettiness and your body this shape and your body that shape. Fall in love like everybody else used to.
No. Okay, so you trying to tell me if you have a preference and you want a girl that's like a little B chick, like 130, 140, 150, whatever. You mean to tell me that you don't have your preferences? Like, if you roll up on 100, a chick that's 210 or 250, you going to be like, if that's what you don't like, you going
to
go after it?
I used to be like that. Uh-huh. I'm not like that no more. Like, I done dated a chick, she was 7 feet tall. I done dated a chick that was 6'11". I done dated a chick that was like 6'9". I done dated tall chicks before. It don't bother me. I done dated big girls. I done dated small girls. It don't bother me. It's the only thing that gets me is how you treat me. You treat me like you got some sense, and I treat you like you got some sense.
Right, and I think that at the end of the day, we as women feel like that too. You know what I mean? But you like what you like, and if you just so happen to fall in love or whatever with somebody who doesn't meet those criteria, then no, you don't shoot it down. You know what I'm saying? Let me make it clear. I haven't always had relationships with guys that were 6 foot and taller. That's my preference. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it is what it is. Like, if you happen to move me the right way and you 5'9", then we or 5'7" or 5'8", my baby daddy, my son's father he's a shrimp. He's short. So, you know what I mean? Like, it happens. You know what I mean? I think it's just a matter of people being open-minded, but I don't think it's an issue with people having preferences, because whatever your preferences are your preferences. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you like dark meat versus white meat. I mean, that's just the way it is. I'm just saying.
You got food in it. She's playing what,
dog? Girl.
Yeah. But I get it. And I dated. Okay, so before I used to be on the internet to call me, and that's all I did. I don't have a problem dating a man who's 5'6", 5'7". I don't have a problem with that. I can even take a man who's 9. We've been there looking at each other eye to eye. Why are you doing that? But it's just, I outgrew my preference. Now, there's certain preferences I still stick to, but, you know, sometimes.
Right.
You got lucky. You got one out of like a three.
I mean, he's very kind. I mean, he, you know, like just fine. You know, his shoe game was always on point. He was always on point. You ever have like that one person like pass the dress thing and be like, no change clothes. Go in here. You need to change clothes. I'm like, okay, let's just put it. Okay, you think it was too bad. guys, and that was not particular for us at that time. And you know, it might not invested it. Who else knows? But
yeah.
So yeah, that's interesting. That we went from flirting to preferences. That's okay. Dre, what was the topic that you wanted to discuss? What was that one? What had we transitioned into the next thing, Danny?
When is it comfortable to use the bathroom at the dude you talking to, or the guy, the woman you talking to her?
Oh Lord! Oh God! Oh no! I can't. Not today.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all. I'm gonna let y'all in. So. When I'm dating a guy,
So, 2-3 months go by, I seen her in the club. she looked at me and was like, don't I know you? I was like, bitch, yeah, you know me. You fucked my toilet up. I said it out loud in front of everybody. Didn't give a damn. I was mad because I was drunk. Because I didn't like the way she tried to play.
Oh, no. Like,
I sure did. This is a club called The Shriners. I ain't going to lie. Club name is called The Shriners. Her name is Jocelyn. No, not Jocelyn. Jamisha Smith. She go to A&T.
Oh, my God. You broke this
out.
Really?
Yikes. That is so mean. Like, maybe she had maybe she had irritable bowel syndrome. Maybe she ate some, maybe she drank too much dairy.
You blow my bathroom up, and you know the toilet is fucked up, why would you just leave and not tell me?
Because maybe she was embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Like, for females, it's a anxiety attack.
We are humans. We're humans, and
no,
we are
grown. No, like how many, like seriously, I will not fart around a dude for a long time. And I don't even want to use his bathroom. If I got to be number two, I'm going to go home. Like, take me home and let me do what I do in the privacy of my home, because I don't know if you can handle what's going to come out of me when I'm having some issues with my bowel. You know what I'm saying? That's just, it's like a common courtesy. So maybe she was afraid that her bowels, you know, her stench and all that stuff, and she was embarrassed to tell you. Like, how do you tell somebody, you know what, hey, babe, you know what I'm saying, we just chilling in, you know what I'm saying, we was all Netflixing and chilling and we hanging out and stuff. Hey, babe, I stopped up your toilet with a turd that's bigger than a lizard. Like, how do you tell somebody that?
Hey.
I mean.
You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with the consequences. You're dealing with the laughing, or he gonna be like, he can understand. I mean, dudes done it before.
But it's a code. There's a code with women. Like, we will not have. I know for me, I am not gonna. I have to be extremely comfortable to have a bowel movement and with a man. Like, we have to have some serious. Like, it has to be. We have to be in this thing for a little bit of time. You know what I'm saying? So maybe she just hadn't. You know. Reached her trial period where she felt it was comfortable for her to tell you, hey, I just let one go, and it kind of caused issues with your plumbing, and so we need to kind of fix that. Like, how embarrassing is that? Like, you have to think about how she felt.
I remember when this happened.
Oh, God. Y'all crazy.
Yeah, she remember when it happened, because when it happened, I called her, and it was like 11 o'clock. I called her, and she was like, "What did you want? Ain't you on a date?" And I was like, "Yo, this chick just fucked my bathroom up and left." And instantly, instead of her being concerned, she just giggled that she couldn't giggle no dang go more. And she just giggled. I mean, she got her giggle on. She laughed, but she couldn't laugh no more. And I'm like, not funny. And then she kept on laughing. She's like, yes, it is. And she kept laughing. I'm like, that's messed up. You gonna just straight laugh, you know what I'm saying, at my pain like that. And she was
maybe she didn't.
No, you see, best friend is her famous quote. That's what you get from messing with this dirty broad.
You know she queen, man. She Teddy LaBelle. You already know she gonna bring it. Like, that's just the way it happens.
She's like, that's what you get. That's what you get from messing with this dirty broad from your club. I'm like, that's messed up, man.
God.
I'm like, you ain't gonna have no kitty for me or nothing. And she was like, nope. She's like, that's what you get. But this the catcher. Like, this year, no, last year, it was last year, right before I had to go in for back surgery, I think it was August or June, it was August or July. I'm walking downtown, and I seen her, and she was walking with her homegirl, and then her homegirl was like, hey, that's the dude that called you out, like that, and I was like, yep, I'm the one that called her ass out of the club, and kept walking.
Maybe she didn't know it was that bad, Dre. Like,
No,
maybe
she
knew. Thought that
the way it was flowing out, she tried. You could tell that she tried to stop it. She tried to stop it. She tried to her own little name, and it did not work.
I can't with you today. Oh my God.
And that's the reason why I say, nope, I ain't gonna do that. I gotta be at my house.
But the thing is, though, you don't never know when it's gonna kick in. It can kick in the any time. Mm-hmm. So you can't, you don't need it running.
Well,
I don't like using public bathrooms. I don't like using other people's bathrooms because I know when my stomach gets to going, it's like I don't want to like have to deal with that. Like it's like I'm not happy about that. You know what I'm saying? It's a struggle. It's hard. You know, and things are going on, and I'm feeling some kind of way. So you know what I'm saying? Like I feel how difficult it is in that situation. But the thing is like. I'm like, if you got to go and you really, really got to go, you got to just go and be like, look, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Because I'm always thinking about how guys would look at the situation and say, okay, well, she blew up my bathroom. You know, like Dre, he said, she blew up my bathroom. She jacked it up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm always thinking that in the back of my mind. If he going to think that, ooh, it's a turnoff because she just set my bathroom on fire and she messed up my plumbing. You know,
it's not a turn off. My thing is, if you know you jacked up somebody's bathroom, why you just gonna tell them? Or if you know you got to blow the bathroom up, just go ahead and say you got to go to the bathroom. I ain't gonna ask you what you got to do.
But that's embarrassing to have to say, hey, I just exploded. My bowels just exploded in your toilet, and I need, can I have some, I mean, I'm the type of chick that if it happens to happen like that, I'm going to be like, look, you know, here it is. This is what happened. Can I have some toilet bowl cleaner? Because I'm not going to leave, you know what I'm saying, in the way. And I've had situations where I've actually, like, I've tried to, like, clean it up because I've been so embarrassed about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's a very private thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you don't want to be like, hey, I got freaks in your toilet, dude. or where your plunger at? But it's just one of those things. It's just like, you know, I think it's just an all a gender role thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had men and my wife that have, they don't care nothing. Like, men, y'all don't care nothing about blowing somebody's toilet up. Y'all just go do what y'all got to do, spray some air freshener, turn a little fan
oh, no,
on, and
I
keep it moving.
Because I have left a female at house before to go use the bathroom. I'd be like, I'm going to the store with her, and I came back to my crib. I done done it before.
So what if you got to drive all the way across town?
I know the rules. I know the rules.
So what if you got to drive across town? Like, what you going to do? Like, you know how it is. I mean, let's just keep it real. We know that there's certain things that we ain't supposed to eat. Or, you know what I'm saying, it's just very sensitive to us. Like, I can, certain things that I can't just eat, you know what I mean? So it's like, I know for men, it's the exact same way. So what do you do? Like, you can't be like, I'm going to the store and be gone from the store for 30 minutes. Like, I don't know. That's just one of those things. Like,
my ex.
You know what? I have to admit something. I got to keep it real right now because I have this thing where I have to, like, if I have to do that, then I need to wash my ass after the fact because it's just like, you know,
it's okay.
You know what?
Okay.
You know what?
What am I going to do?
I know, right? The flushable wipes are the bomb. Like, I love those things. Like, and it's like, I have an issue because I feel like, you know, I've been in relationships where I've actually lived in the same home with the guy. And it's been like, okay, he goes and does what he does. And in my mind, I'm thinking, did you wash your ass?
Oh,
wow. What happened?
I have no idea.
What happened?
She probably
okay.
in a dead spot.
Yeah, it sounded like it. It just, like, that was a weird noise. Okay, so I guess we'll just wait for it to come. You know, I'm sitting here like, oh, my God.
That's what I want to know.
I don't, and she's not even popped up on the queue, so I try to, like, refresh it, too, to see and make sure I wasn't doing something wrong because I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I'm just learning this thing, so. Okay, let's see. Yeah, it's still just me and you, Dre.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on. But yeah, it just says me, and then there's, okay, here she goes. Let me call her. Okay. Let me. Am I actually back? Yeah, that's what we said. And I still don't see Taylor anywhere, so I'm watching. I've been watching to make sure. So, oh man. But no, what I was saying is I always have this thing where it's like I think to myself, you know, is he taking the same precautions that I'm taking? Like you can't just go back. You just can't get back in the bed or something after you even had an episode in there like that. You know what I mean? You got to clean that shit up. You know, you can't have it walk. You can't be walking around with that. That's just how I see it. You know what I mean? So I think in the back of my mind, it's always that thing where I think to myself, like, I keep wet wipes and all this kind of stuff in my purse so that, you know, if I'm somewhere else and I just so happen to do that, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting myself in the right position because that's just not a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not, we don't want to have to deal with the remnants of that little misfortunate incident in the restroom. I'm just saying. Go. It's nothing you can do about it. Like, it just happened, and you got to just go with the flow. So what are your preventative measures to make sure that there's no unfortunate incidents after the fact.
Usually, if I know if I'm going over somebody's house and it's late, I'm going to try my best to use the bathroom before I go.
But that don't always happen. Like, that don't always happen like that.
True. But if I feel, especially if I'm out of town and I feel a bubble gut coming, oh my God, ain't no telling what I probably could take a risk and go to Walmart or something, go to some kind of restaurant or something. I don't know. But then again, though, sometimes you just, when the urge hits, you just look at them and say, look, I got to get the bathroom. Yeah. I blame it on her food or something. Yeah, by the way, I don't know what you cook, but it is not agreeing with my stomach.
Oh my God. I mean, so if you were in a situation where you have to just go and you're there and say you're chilling, you know what I'm saying? It's Netflix and chill night, you know what I'm saying? And you just happen to go. So what do you do to prepare yourself to go?
Chill night. Hey, if it's Netflix and chill night, anything goes. I'm sorry.
Because
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why anything goes. Because
please tell me.
Netflix and chills mean one of two things. Either you're going to get some ass, or y'all just go Netflix and chill. And you ain't trying to leave just in case she breaks and try to give you some butt. You ain't trying to go nowhere. You just going to take your chance and go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I can't stop laughing because you're so serious.
Hey, I'm serious, man. You just gotta go with it.
Imaz, get your best friend. Get your best friend.
Hey, you just gotta go with it. Pump that.
I'm driving. I
can't laugh like I want, cause I'm trying to focus on this damn highway. I don't even know what's going on with my Jeep.
Girl, he said. He said it. Oh my God.
I know. I can tell in his voice. He ain't playing. He's for real. He's all the way for real.
Hey, sometimes you just gotta.
Wow.
Okay. Well.
Ain't that much more we can say about that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so the next question was, why is it that people wait until you get into your situation to then want to be like, but I was getting ready to just holler at you. No, you weren't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to let y'all go ahead and do this, but I'm going to wait. I got a whole lot of problems with that.
Oh, my God. That is the most tired, ridiculous. I hate that. I'm like, why? Like, no, you wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Now you're just trying to be funny. You're trying to be messy at this point because, you know what I'm saying, if you really wanted to holler and do whatever you wanted to do, you would have did it when you had the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's this thing where people have this mentality where, okay, well, I'm going to have it, you know what I'm saying? It's more appealing when it's in the hands of another person versus when it's not. You know what I mean? Like, don't, that's just ridiculous. I think that's, that irritates the hell out of me, like, to the point where I'm ready to, like, punch. I want to knock somebody out. Like, you had, I mean, I was all free and able to do what I wanted to do, and then you decided that, oh, after the fact, oh, here I am and I'm going to say something. No. You just being a hater. To me, it's like you being a hater at that point. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really wanted to do something, you're going to do it. You know what I mean? Period, point blank. If I want something, I'm going after it. Period, point blank. I'm not going to wait until after the fact. It's just stupid. Right.
So you know
right.
that I'm saying. So why wouldn't you try to have a conversation or get to know?
Because you're being a hater.
Because, like, oh, he's all this to me. He's like, oh, you got a kid now and this, that, and the third. Yeah. Well, I was just about to holler if you know you weren't. Shut up.
Right. That's like hateration times 12. Like, sit down somewhere.
Right. So.
believe my little personal buckaboo ain't even online tonight. That's crazy.
I know. Where's she at? Where's she at?
Huh?
I know. Where's she at? Where's she at? I'm looking. Can't believe Taylor's. Where's Taylor? Go ahead.
Got a girlfriend, I was just trying to holler at you, then blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, if you really wanted to holler, you did you decide to put more more into it than just sitting there saying hey and texting every blue moon. If you're trying to holler at me, let me know. Let's go out, talk about the situation or whatever. Don't just sit there and be like, I see you with your little big head girlfriend. That's when I know somebody is
thinking
they say shit like that. And I don't get it. And then when you break up with a girl or whatever, and then, you know what I'm saying, you be like, well, we broke up or whatever. And then she be like, oh, that's nice. What the hell? You just sat there and said, you know what I'm saying, that you wanted to holler at me. Now I broke up, I'm free, you free. Now we can talk. And then, I don't know. Yeah, then they hit you with, I don't know. I mean, you know, we gotta figure this out and this, that, and the third. Okay, now we got to figure this shit out. But you were just now screaming that, you know what I'm saying, that you wanted to dang on be in a relationship with me or whatever, whatever. And now I'm free. Here you go with that bullshit.
Right. It's that whole, I want what, I think that there is this segment of, well, not necessarily a segment of society, but so much, it's like a situation where it's like people feel like it's more appealing to have someone that they can't have. Like, someone that's unattainable at the moment is more attractive than someone that is attainable. And that's really fucked up. It shouldn't be like that. You know what I mean? But I think that's where that mentality is, where people are just like, okay, well, it's more appealing when someone else has it. You know what I'm saying? When you had the opportunity to have it, you know what I'm saying? You was just looking at it like, I don't want no parts of that. You know what I mean? But then once you find that they have someone else and their interests are somewhere else, you want to try to be like, oh, wow, it's so appealing at this moment. You know what I'm saying? And I think that for men and women, it's I'm guilty. I've done it before. You know what I'm saying? Somebody be like, I wasn't really feeling them, but then it was like, oh, well, why is she so appealed by him? You know what I'm saying? Why is it like that? You know what I mean? And it's not right, but I think it's just the way it is. Human nature is just how it is. Like, everything looks good when you ain't got it, you know, when somebody else got it, you know, and that's so wrong, but it's just the way, I think it's just the way it happens, you know, sometimes.
And I think this shit is so lame, man. Don't fucking do that.
I agree. It's just like, why would you put yourself in that situation? You know what I mean? You have to deal with a whole lot of other stupid stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like, I think it's more so like, whereas like, it's like if you, for instance, it's like, say for instance, you go and you buy this one particular car. And you go look at the car, and it's like, I don't really like the car, you know. I want a little bit more features, you know what I'm saying? I want this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? It's just really not appealing to me. But then you see somebody else riding down the street with that same car, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't fix the car up or do whatever they did to it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? I just think that's just, it's messed up, but I think that's just how people are, you know what I'm saying? That's just with relationships, with things, you know, with houses, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, okay. Well, now it looks really good because, you know what I'm saying, they didn't put a nice little paint job on it or they didn't put some nice little rims on it, and it's all okay. So that little plain Impala is now looking like a Mercedes to somebody who don't have it. You know what I mean? Is that right? Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just the way it goes. You know, I don't know. I mean, do you understand? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
True. But it still burns me up, though.
It just burns your biscuit.
Yeah, it burns my biscuit. It gets under my skin bad, man. Because I'm like, if you trying to holler, man, don't sit there and wait until you see me with my girl or whatever, and then be like, I was going to try to holler at you. Like, this going to make me be like, okay, you trying to holler, I'm going to break up with her, and then I'm just going to damn holler at you. It don't work like that, man. Don't wait until the last minute and try to tell me that you want to holler at me, but the whole time when I was single and I was trying to holler at you, you kept bullshit.
Right. And I think it's fucked up, but that's just...
Yeah, because a lot of chicks, before I was dating who I was dating, they'd be like, well, let's go hang out. Then we hang out, and then I'm sitting there seeing you flirt with other dudes in my face, and I'm like, okay, this ain't going nowhere. But I can figure that it ain't going nowhere, so I back off, and then I start, you know what I'm saying, searching. And then when I finally find somebody, here you go. What about us? And you gonna get mad at me and cuss me out and all this?
Right.
But you were flirting with other dudes in my face, and you know you were doing it, but you making everything seem like it's my fault. Or I'm
right.
gonna holler at you, and you beating around the bush about it. You sitting there telling me this thing. Well, I gotta do this. I don't want to bring you around my kids. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And then I mess around and be like, okay, I'm sitting there blowing your phone up every day, texting you or whatever.
Right.
And I'm not getting nowhere. But then when I get a girl, here you come, mad as hell, trying to talk junk. But the whole time,
because people want what they can't have. You know what I'm saying? It's more appealing to see something that you can't have. Like, it's like, ooh, all of a sudden you see, and that's fucked up. I mean, it shouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just the way it is. I mean, I don't, you know, I've made that mistake of kind of overlooking somebody for stupid stuff, you know what I'm saying, and then just realizing after the fact, well, damn, it's a really good person, you know what I'm saying, maybe I should have seen where it could go, but I was so annoyed with the shit that they was doing in the process of the relationship, that it was just like, okay, whatever, you know what I mean, and then it's one of those things where people have to either just accept that, you know what, in your life, that's your loss, that's somebody else's treasure. You know what I'm saying? Your trash or whatever, however they want to say it, is someone else's treasure. And you have to get over it. You know what I'm saying? But trying to be hateful and trying to be like, oh, I need you to be back in my life. And no, that's just be the hater at that point. Why not congratulate a person and be happy for a person? Like, I have a prime example of this. Like, I went on a date with this guy. And he was a really sweet guy. I mean, we had a nice little conversation on the phone. And it was just like, you know, he's cool, and then we went out, and he was a very perfect gentleman, but he was not what I was used to. Like, I am not, because I'm a very, like, I'm, like, a very bold person. Like, I'm not going to bite my tongue. If I feel a certain way, I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? If, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I want to kiss you, I'm going to kiss you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Like, I feel like I'll be... You know, I march to the beat of my own drum. You know what I'm saying? What I do, I'm an adult. You know what I'm saying? I take responsibility for the things that I do. And so he was looking for what I was used to with guys. It was like I was kind of used to a different type of guy, like a more aggressive kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily in a bad way, but just kind of like taking the lead, you know what I'm saying, and be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And, you know, but with him, it was like, do whatever you want to do. So in my mind, I felt as if that was a situation where I potentially could run over him and do whatever the hell I wanted to do with him. So for me, that wasn't appealing. But you know what I mean? I was just kind of like trying to kind of go with it. And it was just different than anything I had ever had to deal with. So it was like we went on this date or whatever. And it just was an awkward kind of situation. But at the end of the day, he was a really nice guy. And he wanted another date. But for me, it was just like, I'm used to that alpha male, that, you know what I'm saying, I'm man, hear me roar, beat my chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hang out, blah, 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 whatever. And so it's like, okay, that wasn't appealing to me, you know what I'm saying, at that moment. So basically, long story short, we ended up, you know, we kind of communicated here and there. And then all of a sudden, he pops up and he's like with this other chick, and I see him. We Facebook friends still. And so I see him on there with this other chick, and I'm like, okay. You know, that made me feel some kind of way. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, why am I feeling like this? Because I had the opportunity, but I just kind of slept on it. You know what I mean? And then he ended up, like, getting engaged or whatever the case may be. And it was like I found myself feeling some kind of way. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I'm going to be, you know, I had to kind of check myself and be like, well, you know what I'm saying? You possibly could have had that same thing. Because, you know, for me, it's like, at the end of the day, the thing that I want to do more than anything is I want to get married. I want to have that fairy tale life or whatever the case may be. I want to spend my life with somebody. So it was just like, well, dang. You know, maybe you missed out an opportunity because you was looking at stupid stuff or you was annoyed by the little things that he'd done. You know what I mean? And I had to check myself because it wouldn't be right for me to kind of go to him and be like, hey, you know what I mean? I really liked you. You know what I'm saying? Because I was bullshitting him. I mean, to be completely honest with you, I was playing a game with him, and that was wrong. You know what I mean? And I had to accept that. And so it was like a slap in the face, but also a wake-up call for me. And I was just like, you know what? You know what? That's not how it's supposed to be. Either you're going to be all in or you're not going to be in at all. And I had to accept that. You know what I'm saying? But I think for some people, they cannot accept that they played that game and they gambled with that. You know what I'm saying? They crapped out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to deal with the consequence. You know what I'm saying? People cannot accept that because it's hard when you feel like you've had something in the like, literally. I mean, honestly, this guy probably would have done everything in the world that I needed him to do for me. He probably would have been everything that I needed him to be for me because he was just that kind of guy. But it was my own ignorance, you know what I'm saying, and my own silliness and me getting caught up on stuff that just really didn't matter after the fact, you know what I'm saying, and then I missed out, you know what I'm saying. But at the same time, it's like, if that was for me, then it would have worked out for me, you know what I mean. It's like, I can't go and be all ignorant and act a fool and be like, oh, so you – I see you all and married, you getting married now, and you all this, that, and the other. That's not the right thing to do, but you have to think about it. Most people don't look at things like that. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, oh, they in hater mode because they're like, oh, I could have had that person in my life, but then now they with somebody else. So they're looking like, oh, I messed up. And they don't want to admit that it wasn't nobody else's fault but their own. You know what I mean? And I think that's where
mm-hmm.
difference comes, and people just don't want to do that. Like, they don't, it's hard to admit that you messed up. You know, you messed up. You just didn't do what you were supposed to do. You started looking at stuff that was stupid stuff, you know what I'm saying, that didn't matter. You know, you played a part in all that stuff. So, I mean, it's ignorant and it's silly, and, you know what I mean, I think that the mature, I think every person probably feels some kind of way when someone who was once an interest of theirs kind of moves on to the next level. You know what I'm saying? They're with somebody else, and you see them posting pictures on Facebook, and they're all happy and this and the other, but you have to be mature enough to know that you had the opportunity, and it was in your hand, and you just decided you want to let that slip through your fingers. So you'll have no one to be pissed off at but yourself. It's not fair to the next person, so... That's my take on that whole thing. I'm just saying, I've been there, done that. You know what I mean? Thankfully, I'm not super petty to the point where I could have been. You know what I mean? I've grown, but I wanted to be. You know, I wanted to try to be funny and be like, oh, she ain't even that cute. You know what I'm saying? Stupid stuff like that. That, you know what I'm saying? It just don't even really matter. You know? So, I mean, I'm guilty. I'm okay. I've been delivered. I'm okay with saying that I've been delivered from that. I've been delivered, honey. Delivered.
Not delivered.
Delivered.
Too mad. Too mad.
So.
That sums that up.
Let me slow down so I can see these numbers.
She said, let me slow down so I can see these numbers.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Are you doing... Are you speeding?
No, speeding? Girl. Girl, let me, okay, so while we about to, okay, so the show will probably end in about 5 minutes. So let me tell y'all, I feel like I'm in some old backwoods shit because I'm going to a lake house with some friends, and so mm-hmm. my friends are there or whatnot. Y'all, I'm going down this gravel-ass road. So, yeah, I'm trying to see numbers and shit. I can't really see numbers and shit.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Yeah, honey.
I think I made it. I think. I just need to know why these people can't park. I need to understand why y'all park like this.
Because they probably can't see. You're on the gravel road.
I feel like I don't have anywhere to park. Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, like.
Oh, Lord.
Like, okay,
now
I'm out of here in the morning. Oh, no. Nothing. Nothing. I'm around this house.
I know, right? It is straight comedy.
Let me go in. What? What? Oh, my God. You be going in, girl. That's okay, though. It's all right. When y'all coming to Arizona, we're gonna have to do y'all gonna have to come to Arizona. We're gonna have to do a live on location in Arizona, in Phoenix.
Oh, that'd be dope.
I know, right?
We'll have to put that plan into a motion, honey.
Yes, honey, we have to.
First of all, let me tell y'all this. Thank you for being. Thank you all for. Getting me here safely, because y'all know it wasn't nothing but God's wing and a prayer. Because I don't, excuse me, Dre knows where Carowinds Boulevard is.
Golly, did y'all way out there?
Man, listen,
got about 20 seconds left of the show, y'all.
I am literally, like, on the border of North Carolina and South Carolina on Lake Norman.
Oh, my God.
So, and then I think somebody is waiting for me to come out of the car. So, we can kind of check the show down if you want to. I know it's got, like, 90 seconds left. So, I thank you all for hanging out tonight with us. We have had some interesting motherfucking conversations.
Oh, yes, we have.
So, I hope that you all have a wonderful weekend and be good to each other. And I will probably see y'all next week, same time, same place. And that'll be officially my birthday.
All right.
All right, y'all.
See y'all later. Have a good night.
Night, good
bye,
people.
Y'all.
Okay, bye-bye.